Welcome to this week's edition of The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Last weekend, thousands of people swarmed to Delaware beaches for the Memorial Day holiday and the unofficial start of the summer season. Is that strong start the beaches saw an indication of what's to come over the next few months? Well, one way to be sure is to look at the beach rental market. And so we turned again to contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who tracks these things for us. Her piece on beach rentals is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and she joins us on The Green now to tell us what she found. Eileen, thanks for being here on The Green.
Hi, Tom.
Well, let's start with the market. How is the beach rental market this year?
It is the hottest rental season in years. Already, most of the prime properties have been snapped up.
And I guess it's one of those situations where it's really good news for landlords who in recent years have actually had been maybe a little bit more creative in the way that they were able to get people into their properties. This year, not so much.
Yes, this year the beachgoers can expect to pay more. There haven't been any raises in rents for about 5 years now. And we're seeing increases across the board of between 5 and 10%.
And in recent years, in addition to the prices staying down, a lot of times landlords were offering partial weeks, things that you normally wouldn't get in years past just because they weren't able to fill up all their vacancies. My understanding is that's not the case this year.
Yeah, some people got accustomed to taking partial weeks, and they have returned to agents or gone on various websites looking for them. And the landlords are back in the driver's seat, and they aren't offering them. So their best bet is a motel, hotel, or bed and breakfast.
Yeah, so unfortunately for those people who are getting a deal not only from lower prices but a shorter week, now it's a full week and a higher price for them.
That's it.
Well, what exactly is fueling this surge in the rental market? What's kind of made this year a little bit different than in the last couple of years in terms of people going down there and just really grabbing these properties?
One of the big factors is that travel to Europe is way down this summer. As a matter of fact, travel to Belgium is off by a third because of the terrorist attacks there. And the dollar had been very strong, and European travel had been on a lot of people's list. But since these unfortunate events, more people are deciding to stay closer to home.
And I guess the other factor you mentioned in your piece is something we've heard about a couple of times in terms of even Memorial Day holiday travel and even, I guess, going back to Christmas holiday. Gas prices are low, and so people are willing to do these type of trips that only require them to maybe fill up the tank once and go.
Yeah, and they have more disposable dollars in their pocket because of lower gas prices.
So let's talk about the properties themselves. What are the hot properties, and how is that maybe different from what we've seen in what were hot properties in years past?
Well, oceanfront properties have always been at the top of the list, but we are seeing a very, very strong demand for pet-friendly properties, specifically dog-friendly properties. And they are being snapped up very quickly.
I was going to say, are they hard to find, generally speaking, or are people making their property, or are there more properties that are a little bit more dog-friendly than in years past?
Well, one of the things that we're seeing is that dog-friendly properties are charging per pet. You're renting for your family, and then you're renting for your dog. So that's one thing. If you want to bring your dog, it may or may not cost you more.
But obviously, those, as you said, are properties that go away pretty quickly. So if you haven't done so already, it may be harder to find one now than it was even a couple of months ago.
It is very difficult to find a pet-friendly property. You probably have a better chance of finding something oceanfront than you do that's dog-friendly.
That's really interesting. One other thing you noted in your piece is that the process of finding beach rentals is evolving a bit. While most people are still going to that local realtor, more people are trying to take the middleman out of that process, correct?
Yes. Both landlords and vacation seekers are looking for that. They're trying to reduce that margin and get a better deal. So whereas most of the transactions have been done online for years now instead of people going down in person, you have so many more people joining the marketplace now that it's online. Everything from vacation rental by owner to Craigslist to Airbnb.
And I guess it Is that an easier process for people, do you think? And are there any dangers to not having the vetting of a realtor in the middle to make sure the property is what it appears to be online?
Well, I think that's a very good point, Tom, that the agents, they just don't get money for nothing. They do vet the properties. They can act as a middleman if there is a problem with the property. So consumers may get a little better rate, but they're also giving up that negotiating power.
And I guess the big question right now is, if you haven't booked yet, is it too late? What is still available out there for people who are late to the party?
People who are late to the party really need to get off the dime, because most of the available rentals are in June. They're either in June or at the very end of August, when a lot of families can't go because kids are back in school. So this is not a wait-and-see kind of situation. If you really want to go to the beach, you have to make a deal now.
And in terms of the properties that are left, do they tend to be more on the high-end expensive or lower-end but smaller type of properties?
The ones that are most abundant are the ones that are very small and lacking in amenities. Some of them don't even have air conditioning. So you're either going to have to rough it a bit or go in with some other people and get a very expensive, very high-end home and hope you can still find one.
It is a fascinating process every year, Eileen, and it's interesting to see that after a couple years of being down, that the market is back up and really, really moving along this year.
The tide has turned.
All right, Eileen Dalabrida, thank you so much for your time this week on The Green.
Thanks, Tom.
And once again, you can find Eileen's piece on Beach Rentals right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stick around, the Firefly Festival is right around the corner, and again, there is a local band that will be on stage there. We introduce you to Teen Men next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.